Amen. In times like these, you ever look around and think, man, what times are we living in? What is happening? But guess what? No matter what we're going through, we have an anchor. Amen. We have a Savior. Grips a solid rock. You start looking around too much and look at the waves crashing around and you start sinking in despair. But you look at the Savior and He's never changed. He's never moved. He's on the throne. Amen. Don't ever forget that. We're in Psalms 142 tonight, Psalm 142. As you turn your Bible, Psalm 142 tonight, we'll read this whole psalm, verse 1 through 7. Psalm 142 and verse number 1. My wife's in the nursery tonight, and I told her I'm going to be extra long tonight, and she said, no, you're not. No, I didn't say that. They'd send the kids in, right? That'd end the service pretty quickly, wouldn't it? It would change it a whole lot. Let's put it that way at least. Psalm 142, and we'll read verse 1 through 7. Would you follow along as we read the Word of God? I want you to listen here. As you see the title here, this is Psalm of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. He was hiding from King Saul. It was his king, right? It was his king, and David had done nothing wrong. He had defeated Goliath, and Saul got jealous. Nothing that David had done. People started singing and started praising David, and Saul wanted that praise, didn't he? And he started to get jealous at David, and he hunted him, and he ran to that cave, and he was in misery and despair, and in one of the lowest parts of his life. And as you think about that, in verse number 1, it says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord that I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble. And you know what? That's just a reminder. When you are in a place of sorrow, when you're in the cave and you might be all alone, you can still talk to God. Amen? Even in the cave and even in despair. He said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then Thou knewest my path. And the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise Thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Many of the Psalms, you kind of saw the book of Psalms, and David's not the only writer. There's several writers that God used to pen the Psalms, but Psalms is a bit of a roller coaster in a way. If you look at it, there's places of deep despair, and there's heights of joy and praise before the Lord. And I think sometimes we need the one to have the other. And in David's moment of despair and in his moment of difficulty, he turned his prayer and his eyes to the Lord. And even in his difficult times, he knew that God was his refuge. Although all had seemed to desert him and to fail him, and you ever get in those times in your life where you think, I'm doing everything right and everything around me seems to be going wrong. It seems to be places of difficulty in my life, sometimes by decisions that we have made that we brought ourselves there, sometimes by trials that God has allowed us to go through. Do we go through places of difficulty? And I believe that, and I know this, because if you've lived for any length of time, you know that everyone's going to have their places of sorrow, their places of difficulty, and the valleys that we go through. And sometimes the valleys are for moments, and sometimes they last for longer periods of time, don't they? And sometimes it's just me. Sometimes it's people around you. Sometimes it's just battles that you're facing in life. And sometimes they get you low and you get places of sorrow and you get to places of defeat, but you don't want to stay there. Amen? You don't want to stay in that valley. You don't want to stay in the cave and in the place of despair. You want to keep your eyes on the Lord and knowing that God will deliver you. Many people in the world today, they're struggling and they're losing in the battle in their own spirit and getting to a place of depression. That's the subject we're going to talk about tonight. We are good sometimes at putting on the face on the outside and putting on the smile, and you know, you put on your work boots and you go and do what you have to do and you serve the Lord and you fulfill your duties as a husband or a wife or as a husband or father and different things, and you fulfill your duties on the outside, but on the inside you're just in a place of struggling, right? You've been there before. Sometimes God brings you through that greatest valley that you face, and if I were to ask you right now, what is the greatest valley you've faced in your life or you're facing right now, you could tell me in a moment. You could tell me in a moment the struggles that we face, and sometimes our difficulty brings us down to a place of sorrow and difficulty, and if we stay there long enough, it can get to a place where it can hold you there in a place of depression. Again, sometimes we're good at making everything look good on the outside, aren't we? And we work good at making it look good here, but on the inside sometimes it's just a place of struggle. And times where you think, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know how I got here, and I don't know my way out. And that's sometimes where you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And you don't see the way out, you don't see the end of the trial, and it can get low at times. And sometimes that sorrow that we would title today is a place of depression, a place of described as a place of deep sadness, discouragement, spiritual struggle, often accompanied by feelings of isolation and hopelessness. Again, where you don't see hope. When you don't see the end, you don't see how you can get through the struggle that you're in. Of course, everyone has been through their struggles, their trials, and sometimes it's something that's completely internal that is maybe not brought on by a trial. It's not brought on by anyone else in your life. You're just struggling in your spirit and in your soul and struggling to get things right with the Lord and your spirit of just finding joy and peace and hope in life. 21 million people in the United States this past year battled with depression. It's something that people struggle with. You say, well, I'm a Christian. I don't ever struggle with depression. I don't ever struggle with sorrow. Well, we all struggle with sorrow. But to be in a place of having no hope and staying there, I believe, is really where there's a place of depression. By percentage and by studies, those that battle with depression, of those that have admitted that, at least, if you will, 18 to 25 years old is the greatest age group that battle with depression today. I think some of that is hiding in darkness and isolating from others and not moving out of your parents' basement and not getting a, you know, some of that's a reality, right? And there's not a lot of hope in that situation when your parents are like, you're going to get out or I'm going to kick you out. That could have part of it as well. Depression, if it's not dealt with, can lead to ruining relationships and families and jobs, even your health. Unfortunately, sometimes, as you would know, depression in its end many times can end in suicide. It's a very sad end that many people have faced in their lives with things that we don't deal with in our spirit and our soul. You ever had a loved one that's battled with something personally that you said, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know they were struggling. I didn't even know they had a difficulty. I wish I'd have known so I could have helped them in some way. And something that's just an internal battle they've not gotten help with or maybe gotten victory over in their life. There's signs of depression that you may see. Maybe it's something in your own life where you say, well, is there something in my life that I'm not getting victory over? And sometimes it's maybe having no joy and rejoicing in your life. Finding no joy and rejoicing. Everything is just sadness and sorrow and everything is dark and it's the wrong direction there. Other signs of people that are always have negative thoughts and words. Just everything is really dark and it's very can be either evil or just very negative and depressing. And it's just a dark place to be in. Maybe someone that is sleeping a lot, someone that's very isolated themselves from others, and just, I don't want to talk to people, I don't want to go out in society, just hiding. That's why I think in some ways the COVID times were so dangerous to people's health. Of course, some with the disease, for others that are just in a place of hiding and just isolating from others, that's a dangerous place to be as well, the mental health of people as well. People that are loss of appetite and losing a lot of weight. People that are anxious and worried all the time. People that are constantly angry, a lot of signs that people could have that are just struggling personally. You know this. You have family members that I would pray, look for signs of someone that's struggling. How could I help them? What are they going through? For me personally, I've had several family members and several friends that have dealt with depression, that have struggled that I didn't know about, that some that I wasn't as close to, or some that I didn't know they battled with that. And for several in my family and several of personal friends that I've had, it ended in taking their life because they did not get victory over this area of depression in their life. It's a very difficult place to be with a friend or a loved one that's left with, what could we have done? How could we have helped them? It's a very real need that people battle with today. And you say, well, I'm in church tonight. Well, maybe that's a struggle that you have in your life that you've not shared with a spouse, that you've not brought before the Lord, you've not dealt with biblically. So I want to look at tonight how we can get some help in these areas tonight from the Word of God. Some causes of depression that people have, we'll kind of come back to some of these in a little bit, but sometimes it's just a medical need or a health problem that people have, that they have an imbalance medically where something could help them to get that in the right direction, where it's just it's simply a health battle or a mental battle that they have, a health need that can be solved with medical needs. Another sometimes causes of depression is a long-term health battle. Someone that's in a long-term health battle and it seems that there's no end in sight, well, that can be very discouraging. That can be very defeating. Someone that's maybe had a very traumatic experience either currently or in the past. Someone that's maybe gone through a very low point in their life either now or in the past and has not dealt with that before the Lord. Maybe for others, causes of depression, drugs and alcohol. It's sad that people that have sorrow and difficulty in their life many times turn to drugs and alcohol, which is also depressants, which lead you further and deeper down that road. What a sad place to self-medicate and to turn you further that direction. And that's a whole nother subject in itself. Other causes of depression, I believe, is unforgiveness. People that have been hurt deeply, but they won't forgive, and holding on to bitterness in their life and hurt and won't forgive, and that is just keeping them down and low. Sometimes a cause of depression is a lack of sleep. You don't sleep enough, and it starts, you know, you had children in the house keeping you up all hours of the night or constantly you're like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I physically cannot do this. Lord, help me or this child. I'm going to lock the door, and you can't get in if you want to, right? You're saying you shouldn't do that, but you'd probably sleep better. I'll be honest. I'm a man, so I wake up in the morning and say, did the kids sleep good last night? I don't know, because I was sleeping through whatever happened during the night, and the other fathers in the room would attest to that as well. Amen, right? God made us that way. I don't know. I don't know why that is or how that happens, but the Lord allowed for us to do that somehow. Say, honey, you're going to have to wake me up if you need me to help because I don't hear it. I don't know what happened from the time I closed my eyes at night till the sun came up in the morning. There's people in the Bible you think, well, I can't be a great Christian if I battle with difficulty in my life. Battle with depression. You look at some of the greatest Christians in the Bible. They had some of the darkest, deepest moments in the Word of God. Elijah on Mount Carmel, he had that contest with King Ahab and the false prophets and called fire down from heaven and all the false prophets were killed and destroyed. And man, he was on cloud nine, if you will, as a Christian. Great victory, and man, you could do anything for the Lord. And then Jezebel said this, by tomorrow at this time, I'm going to have your life and you're going to be killed. And Elijah went and hid himself in a cave. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And he had great victory of facing Ahab and the false prophets, and God answered from heaven, and he had one woman that said, I'm coming to take your life. And he said, God, would you just take my life right now? You see, King David, and he went and hid himself. We read the passage here, and he was hiding from King Saul. At one point, he pretended to be a crazy person. He had to pretend to be crazy, so he was in hiding and had a group of men that followed him. And how many times was a javelin thrown at him? You'd be at a pretty low point in your life if the king and everyone else was hunting you down. And he battled with this in his life. Job, you know the book of Job, went through the greatest trial that you'd see in the Bible, where he lost his children and his health, and his wife turned on him and all of that. And in the middle of his trial, and he said in Job 30, verse 16, he said, "And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night, and my sinews take no rest." And he was in a sorrowful place and said, "It had been better that God had not even been born." You know, we go through trials in our life. Say, I must not be a good Christian. Everyone's going to go through difficult times, but what do you do when you go through those times? Everyone experiences moments of extreme sorrow or difficulty, but the question is, what do you do when you get there? What do you do when you get there? How do you get out of that place in your life? How do you apply the Word of God to help you? We'll take a few points tonight. I was praying and studying and just, you know, more than you could cover in a 30-minute message, but it's kind of, I guess, a shotgun approach to try to address a few areas that we all face in our lives. Why? Because we don't want to admit I have a problem, right? We don't want to admit I have a need. I have something that I cannot solve. I don't know what's going on with me. God, would you help me? And it seems that we're just stuck in that place. So what do you do? Number one, and I think always when you have a need and with your body, there could be a physical need there, and you could seek medical attention that could greatly help you in this area. I know that there's some that they're all medicine, there's some that are no medicine, but I believe that God gave us doctors to have wisdom to help us to do a blood test, to check the levels and see if there's something that's not right in that area that you could get help with. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not here to give you a test in those areas, and if it has anything to do with drawing blood, I'm out of the room, all right? I don't want to see it. I don't want to think about it. I'm going to go to the corner and look somewhere else, okay? But sometimes it's just a medical need that we have that the Lord could use someone to have wisdom to see an area where we could get help in that area. You know this, that there is zero shame in asking for help, right? You know, so many times we cram it in the box and we cram it in the box and we hide it. Eventually you can't cram anymore and it comes out and it explodes in some area, right? We've done that before, right? Oh, I can deal with it. I can deal with it. I don't need to talk to anyone. I don't need help. I don't need counsel. I don't need God. And we shove it in there enough, and eventually there's no more places for it to go, and it becomes a problem. And then your spouse or the coworkers or your children, what is happening? Because we've not sought the help that we need. Number two is this: spend time in God's Word daily. Spend time in God's Word daily. It's amazing how many times that we have a problem in our life and we say, well, what could I do to, you know, what could I do to get help in this area? Well, I know you have to read your Bible and I know you have to pray, but what else can I do? Since when does God's Word not have all the answers that we need for our life? Amen? That God knows you, that God created you, that we have an eternal God, that He didn't write the Word of God that was just good for thousands of years ago, but is good for today. God's Word has the answers for everything that we face in life. And how many times do we say, well, I'll try everything else, oh, but I guess I'll spend time in my Bible too. And we kind of throw God a little bone and, you know, give Him a minute. You know, we try all the other things. Google, that's a dangerous place to go, isn't it? You ever Google, how do I solve this problem? And you're like, I wish I could unsee what I just saw, right? I wish I could undo what I just read, and it gets you worrying and, like, you're already struggling, and then you were here, and now you're down here. You're like, don't Google it. Why? Because it's always worst case scenario, right? Spend time in God's Word daily. When you're struggling, the worst thing to do is to walk away from God. When you're at a low point, you're like, the worst thing to do is say, you know what? I'm done with God and His Word. I don't need to read my Bible. And you know, there's times in your life where you think, God, I don't want to spend time in my Bible in prayer. I'm not getting anything out of it. That's when you need it the most. We need it all the time, but that's when you need it the most. Say, God, I'm going to spend time in your word, and I'm not maybe getting anything from it, and I'm struggling, but would you help me? Psalms 119, every verse in this psalm except for a couple speak of the word of God. And in verse number 14, it says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy statutes. As much as in all riches, I will delight myself in thy statutes. It continues on a couple verses later, I will not forget thy word. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. The greatest strength you'll get in your life is by coming to the word of God and saying, God, I need something today. I need something today. In the book of Job, he says this, that God's word was more than his necessary food. You stop eating physically and your body is going to decline, and at some point you will stop living. You will die if you stop eating physically. But then spiritually speaking, if we neglect God's word and neglect God's word, and then spiritually speaking, we're gonna be dying. We're gonna be walking away from God so far. It's more than my necessary food. It's my nourishment. It's my strength. The Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. There is nothing in your life that takes the place and can help like God's word can help. There's nothing else that can take the place of God's word. There is a Bible verse or a principle to apply to everything that we face in life. Do you believe that? There's a Bible verse and a principle to apply to everything in life. You say, I don't know what verse it is. Keep looking. Keep searching. Get some counsel and direction. But seek the word of God in your life every day, refreshing your soul and asking God to help you. Again, why is it that we go to God as a last resort sometimes? I want to give you some scripture references. There is not a chance in the world I'm going to finish the message tonight. So I'm going to spend my time on this point and we'll finish next week. Kind of thought we might get there. I wasn't sure. I want to encourage you to write down some verses tonight that I want to give you about spending time in God's word that will help you in areas of your life when you're struggling, right? Because we all struggle, right? We like to say, oh, I never have a bad day and I never struggle and my spirit's... No, we all do. So when we're struggling, we may get there, right? But we shouldn't stay there, right? Kind of similar to a just man fall the 7 times and riseth up again. You just keep getting back up and you come and get your nourishment from the word of God. You can turn to these verses if you want in Psalms 9 and verse number 9. Psalms 9:9, the Bible says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. We sing the song, in times like these, I need an anchor. In times like these, I have a Savior. And it's wonderful to know that God is always there when you need Him, and especially when you're in a time of trouble. The Bible says those that are sick, I'm not quoting the verse properly, but those that are sick have need of a physician. But those that are healed, those that have no need, they don't need the physician. When you come to God and you say, God, I need you. I'm in a place of trouble. God says, well, I'm here to help you then. I'm come to help you in your time of trouble. Psalm 34 and verse number 17, the Bible says, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Don't you think that God hears His children? Aren't you thankful for that? He knows when His children cry and they call out to Him. That's the next point about spending time with the Lord in prayer. But God hears His children. He hears the cries. Call out to God in your time of need, and God is always ready and willing and able. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Not I might, but I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord hears. He delivers. Understand this. Well, there's 3 verses, Isaiah 41, verse number 10. God does not give fear, He gives hope. Amen? God does not give fear, He gives hope. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. You ever in a place of fear? Right? How are we going to provide for the family? How is God going to take care of the need? What about the health issue? You know, I mean, you could lay awake at night with all the fears, couldn't you? God says, fear thou not. You're like, but I worry, but I fear. Look at the next phrase. For I am what? With thee. Amen? So say, but I fear, I struggle, I worry, I stress. That's me by nature. Fear thou not, the Bible says, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, right? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. You say, but I struggle and I fear and I worry and I fret. You know what? That worry and that anxiety and that fear and all that can lead you to a place of depression if you let it get you there. You ever lay your head down on your pillow at night and you start thinking, right? And you're trying to shut your brain off and it's like, it's going down the dark road, right? Well, what about this and what about that? And fear thou not, for I'm with thee. You have to give that up to the Lord. You have to say, God, I can't do anything about it sitting here worrying. It's not going to change anything. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, right? But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, what? Let your requests be made known unto God. To cast your burden upon the Lord, say, God, I'm carrying a burden. I can't sleep. I can't do anything about it. I can't change it. God, here it is. And he's the burden bearer, isn't he? And he helps you in that area. God doesn't give fear, he gives hope. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Think about it, valley of the shadow of death. Those all sound scary, right? Those all sound fearful, and that's referring to places in life. He says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God doesn't give fear, he gives hope. Understand this, that there is joy and blessing with the Lord. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, but his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen? Weeping may endure for the night. There may be the struggles, the trials, the worry, but joy cometh in the morning. You know what's great? When you're struggling, you say, God, I give this to you. I come to the Word of God, and I come to you in prayer. I apply the Word of God in my life, and God wants to bless. God wants to give you joy. God wants to give you hope, even in the midst of the trial. So we only really got through 2 points tonight. We'll have to finish next week. I wasn't sure how that would go. But if I can encourage you with this, give it up to the Lord. You know, all the worry, the planning, it's not going to change anything. You give it to God. God can change a situation like nobody else. Amen? He can change it like no. And he may not change the situation, but he could change your spirit about the situation, right? He can change your heart, your soul, as you struggle in that area. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll take the offering tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the night, for having the answer.